This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. We're hearing from Dee Scritchfield, a parent counsel working within Benton County. She and CASA's Colleen Smith are talking about how a CASA volunteer can help both the lawyer and the biological parents during court proceedings.
So it's really interesting. Obviously, the CASA advocate is for the child, but what you're saying is that they're also serving for the biological family as well.
This is the worst time for the parent. This is the make or break period, really. And if we can get them engaged and get them to know, give them some hope that this can be done. It's not going to be easy. If you have a drug addiction, you're not going to solve it in a week. It is going to be hard. You're going to have to work hard. It's not going to be pleasant dealing with professionals on the drug and alcohol issues. It's not going to be fun talking to a counselor.
Have you ever asked to have a CASA advocate placed on a case?
I have. Our problem is not having enough CASAs. You know, we need more. The big problem that I have is a lot of my clients will wait until we're walking into court and they'll bring me all this stuff. And so they kind of help to remind them, look, you need to call your attorney and make an appointment ahead of time. We, you know, this is an issue that you need to address and your attorney can help you. The kind of the cool thing is when I tell my clients, when I explain what a CASA is, I say, you know, they can really be good for us, and if we're doing really well, they will know more than the caseworker about how you're doing. And I can put them on the stand, and they can give me that testimony. They'll do a report, and they can tell on you, too, if you're doing bad. So you'd better, you know, it's more of accountability, and the clients need that. They need to know that somebody is going to tell all the good and all. They don't like to tell the bad themselves, so often they won't even tell me if something has happened that I need to know. But I usually hear it from the CASA. So it's a great resource for me to find out some of the things. And then I can call my client and say, hey, tell me about this little police involvement the other night. But that's because I heard it from the CASA.
And they're volunteers.
Yes, they're not even paid. That's what's truly amazing.
We have a CASA shortage in Northwest Arkansas. Why is it important for every child in foster care to have a CASA advocate on their case?
Because the children that do have CASAs have better results than the kids who don't.
Hundreds of foster children in Northwest Arkansas need the support of a court-appointed special advocate. Learn how you can volunteer to be their voice in court during a CASA 101 session. They take place the third Thursday of each month, 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. at the CASA office in Springdale. For more information, nwacasa.org.